My guest today is the actress and comedian Caroline Ray. You've seen her in guest starring roles on Marin and Curb Your Enthusiasm, as well as a host on shows like The Biggest Loser. But perhaps she's best known, at least to millennials, as Aunt Hilda from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. First and foremost, Caroline Ray is a stand-up comic. Caroline, welcome back to City Lights.
Thank you, lovely Lois. Your voice is so soothing and calming. I just want everything. If people are going to get broken up with, they should say, Lois, will you call and dump her for me? Because your voice is so kind. Hi, listen, it's not going to work out. Oh. And you're going to be like, that's so great, Lois. You've just got that great voice.
How sweet. Well, I felt like we were instant friends.
Absolutely.
The last time you were here, and it's been 2 years.
Can't believe it.
My God, you've got to catch us up. But first, got to hear more about Ava, your little girl, who's not so little anymore.
You know what? Ava is 8 and a half, and she is 4'11", and she's hilarious, and she sings and dances and is so funny. For Mother's Day, no, it wasn't Mother's Day, it was April Fool's Day, and she was patient, which is so important in comedy. I was sitting at my desk, and she was sitting beside me. And the light had been on for ages, and I looked over, and there was, she goes, Mummy, in that panic voice, and I look over, and there was a cockroach that was like, It was so big. Like, I went from screaming to thinking a shoe is not going to do it, and it was in the inside of the lampshade. I was like, I don't know, how many, and I was just, and then I turned around, and I go, Ava, and she's laughing hysterically. She had exactly cut out a cockroach silhouette and put it inside for April Fools.
How creative.
I was like, you know what? I am so mad and proud all at the same time because that was so well done. And the other day I joked with her and she goes, our dog's name is Lily. And she goes, Mommy, I just used this toothbrush. And I go, oh, honey, I used that toothbrush to brush Lily's teeth. And she was like, she just said, and then like 5 minutes later, I go, no, of course I didn't, right? So again, she calls, like months had passed, she screams at the top of her lungs, Mommy, there's that cockroach and it's so big in the living room. And I'm like, oh my God, I run in and she goes, don't ever tell me that you used my toothbrush on the dog again. There's no cockroach.
Busted.
She's so much smarter than I was at that age. I said a word last night in the airplane. She goes, Mommy, put it in context because I'm like, in context?
8 and a half.
Yeah. Well, I said, what's, are you sneaking out at night and going to college? What is going on?
Well, does she sneak out and go to your shows?
No, she doesn't do good. She's very funny.
Well, this reminds me of the fact that a while back, a few months ago, I saw that you joined Alec Baldwin for a night of bad parenting stories.
I know, confessions, right?
This was at Caroline's. I find it very hard that you have bad parenting.
Well, I don't have, I mean, the whole thing was, I thought we were sort of all being honest about things, that mistakes that we might have made that, you know, in hindsight, we realized, oh no, oh, I really messed that one up.
Of like, which his are legendary.
Yeah, his are legendary. But you know what? I will tell you something. Alec is a very, very, very good father. And he is madly in love with his kids. Ireland is a beautiful adult now, but these three little ones. And, you know, America's favorite thing to do is take somebody's mistake. And
Yeah. That
is the only quality that they have. He's a great, anyway, he actually told the story about what happened. And it was very funny. His version of it. He was telling a funny story.
So what were yours?
I'm trying to think. Well, it's funny because on Mother's Day, I always tease Ava because they thought it would be nice to give me a gift card to Chico's. And I don't, Chico's to me is like when you walk in, it's just like, I feel like every outfit has been designed with a blanket that's been thrown over a woman's head. And at the last minute, they've cut a hole in it and glued shells on it. It doesn't even have real sizes. It's 1, 2, and 3. And the sizes should be menopause, facial hair, and considering an alternative lifestyle. It is. So I was like, I was so devastated that she thought I would want to shop there.
Oh.
I know. What are some bad ones? Okay, when she was about 3 and a half, I don't think this is in any parenting book, but I said to her, Ava, you are not the boss of me. I am the boss of you. And she literally walked away. And then over her shoulder, she said to me, now that's funny.
Okay, so pretty soon there's going to be mother-daughter stand-up.
Oh, she's come on stage with me, yeah.
She has. Uh-huh.
For her 7th birthday, we had a stand-up comedy party, and she was the MC.
Oh,
and everybody in her class. But literally, I was like, at first it was fun. I was like, and then 2 minutes later, it was like I was in a real comedy club. I'm like, oh, Sosie won't get off. She's going long. What's her closer? Like, it's like.
Well, you are in the midst of a decades-long career in stand-up. And
27 years. I was trying to figure out how many times. No, this is my 28th year of doing stand-up. And I was trying to think about the first time I ever went to the Punchline. It's got to be like in the early 90s. I mean, I've been coming here forever.
And we love it. And I wonder, because you're so perfectly natural and funny, and, you know, it just flows out of you, this wit and irony. Do you write your stand-up sets?
Okay, I just want to tell you that my memory is so bad since my daughter's been born that, like, whenever I walk in a room, I can't remember why I walked in that room.
You know, in the South, we say, do you believe in the hereafter? I'm here. Now, what am I after?
Oh, that's funny. That's so funny. I always think there's going to be a clue in the fridge, because I inevitably end up like, I'll be like halfway through a sandwich, like, oh, pay your taxes. That's what I'm supposed to do. Totally forgot. Got distracted by, you know, something. Again, I'm just going to tell something that's not quite appropriate for daytime. Ava's actually here with me this weekend.
Oh.
She's at the zoo with her grandmother right now.
The zoo is very special.
Okay, I have to tell you a really good story.
Do tell.
Okay, so we read books together at night, and we read The One and Only Ivan. Do you know that book?
Yes.
Did you ever read it? It's amazing. And it's based on a real story, but it's fictionalized because, of course, all the animals talk and have a life.
I believe that, though.
Yeah. Oh, and this one... So Ivan is this gorilla, and Ava, one time she was here with her dad, and she said, and we read the book, and it talks about how Ivan was rescued. Oh, no, we hadn't finished the book yet. And so Ava was down here, and she said, Mommy, I went to the zoo, and I saw this gorilla that looked, she goes, I bet you that's what Ivan would look like. And he was married, and he had babies, and he was such, it was an ape, whatever. And I said, that's so cool. So we read the book. And Ivan, the real Ivan, was rescued and taken to the Atlanta Zoo. That was Ivan.
Yes.
So you have Ivan here. It's amazing.
This, you know, this is a destination.
It is. But I got to say, I got bummed out because at the aquarium, every time we got attached to a beluga whale, it was dead. Like 2 weeks later, I'm like, oh, look at it. Okay. Where's the beluga? Gone. Gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Controversy.
All right.
We have controversy. your latest film... A Sordid Wedding.
Lois, will you please come to the premiere? It's in Atlanta.
Yes.
Okay.
It's out now in limited release, but
right.
It's playing at the Out on Film Festival here later this month. Can you tell us more about the film?
Well, it's sort of a love letter to the whole LGBTQ community. And it is, Del Shores is the person who wrote it, and he's a very... very popular playwright, and we did this TV series. He originally did a movie called Sordid Lives, which, as they say, is a black comedy about white trash. That's how he described it. It's about a white trash wedding. I mean, a white trash funeral. And then we were lucky enough to do the series in which Rue McClanahan's character was having an affair with my husband, Miss Peggy, the adulterating 70-something-year-old, and that's what we called her. And then we did that series, and then Rue McClanahan, who I adored, she passed away, and then things happened, and then now, it's 17 years later, we've made this movie, which we made in February, called, it was this year we made it in Canada, and it's called A Very Sordid Wedding. And it's about what happens in a small town in Texas after marriage equality is passed, and how the church tries to fight it, and how it's just like a love story about everybody realizing love overcomes hate.
And so nothing sordid at all.
No, well, I have a couple of sordid scenes, but they're so hilarious. Yeah, I can't even tell you what they are. That's how much of a wasp. My mother always said to me, you know, you're a saucy pirate on stage, but the minute you get off, you're just a prissy little wasp. And I was like, absolutely, mummy. That is 100% who I am. So when I watch myself in this movie, I'm like, oh my God. But you know what? That's the fun of it. I'm playing another person.
Of course.
It's not Caroline Ray, Ava's mom. It's Nolita Nethercott.
The last time you were here, Caroline, we talked about your popularity in Scotland. Oh. And I am not of Scottish heritage like you, but I love the country and its people. Have you been back?
Yes. And it is my favorite place because I'm sure I've told you this, but whenever I'm there, people always say, they come up to me and they're like, you know, people say that look just like you. Every time I go to the pub, they say, oh, you Caroline Ray, you look just like her. And I say, you know what? You do look like me, but you also look like a snowman and a baby.
No.
No, because everybody's doughy like me. We're all cartilage based there. It's like the squishy, boneless people. It's like, it looks like, you know, the wind blows and it looks like you've had a stroke because your wind goes, you know, it's
no,
like.
No, you're descended from Vikings.
Vikings and doughy. I'm doughy Vikings. That's what it is. It's like, oh, I'm going to ravage you and your town and then I'm going to have a wee scone because I'm starving and I need some carbs.
And wash it down with some great whiskey.
Some Glenfiddich or Glenlivet or Glencairn. Yeah.
Any of them.
I told you, we grew up going to Scotland. Every summer, going to Isla.
I didn't remember.
It's like Disneyland
that.
For alcoholics. You literally get in like, you get like in this giant barrel, they've turned it into a ride, and you go through, and this is how the scotch is made, and you're like, oh my, and my parents were like, yay, this is so fun. And their three little girls were like, no one cares about Pete, okay? I don't drink, so they think I'm not really Scottish at all.
So. There's enough good food to take care of you there, too. I mean,
Lois, what's the most beautiful place you've ever traveled to?
Well, I think probably Northern Italy ranks as my favorite, but Scotland's a near second. It's just such a brooding kind of beauty. It's rugged, and I love it. And
that's exactly what it is. It is brooding and rugged, and it's like, it's like the grass, like it's unmanicured. It's just still, it still looks like it's 500 years old. Nobody's really, it's unkempt. I love it. It's so my happy place. And I love Northern Italy. Are you talking about like Lake Como or?
Yeah. And then Tuscany.
Okay.
You obviously.
But we can talk about Tuscany. We can talk about that. This is funny.
Better yet, let's go to Tuscany.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a funny story. Okay. I was at the Uffizi. The beautiful museum in Florence where the David is. And Ava was 2.5 and my mom was with us. It was my sister's birthday. She'd rented this beautiful villa and we were all there as a family and friends and we were having so much fun. But I was in full on hag mode. I had like no hair, makeup. I was like, Ava was 2.5. Just, I wasn't like, I did not look glamorous in any way. And this, my mom was, she was using a wheelchair in the museum. And the guide came over to me who had spent, you know, 2 weeks with us and said, Caroline, I must tell you this very funny story. This woman thinks you are a movie star. Isn't it so funny? It's so funny, right? Funny. And I said, well, I go, I'm not really a movie star, but I do a lot of work on television. He goes, no, my English is so bad. You don't understand me. She thinks you are on television and movies. Isn't this so funny, Caroline? And I go, no, I am actually an actress, and I am on those shows. And he's like, I'm sorry, my English is so bad. You misunderstand me. She thinks you are a movie star. And I'm like, okay, you're hurting my feelings, and whatever. Yes, I am. Whatever you want to call me. I'm on TV, whatever. So the next day, he shows up at the house, and he like runs in, and he throws himself on his knee, and he goes, I knew you were a witch from the moment I met you. I'm so sorry.
Stregana.
Oh, my God. Strega. I know. That's the only word I know in Italian from literally being recognized, and then someone sending me over limoncella and calamari.
You could do worse.
I know.
Well, I cannot believe our time is out.
Sorry, Lois. I blabbed my ears off.
No. This is what we love. Caroline Ray performs at the Punchline tonight and tomorrow night. We'll post this interview along with more information and links to tickets at wabe.org/citylights.
Mwah. Thank you, Lois. So lovely to see you.